This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. I gotta say, I didn't expect the conversation to go in this direction. Actually, Chris, you and I had brought in the same story. We both wanted to talk about Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed, the former CEO, and what happened to him in Austin, Texas, taking a plea deal on a so-called sex crime case where he had completely consensual sex with a teenage young lady at she was 16 and he's in his 30s.
I think it's more, it's not more whether it's a crime,
right?
That's correct.
Whether it's a crime or not, I think it's pretty obvious that it was a crime in Texas, but should it be a crime is the question.
And well, that is probably that is an easy question. The answer is no. It's not a crime if there's no victim.
And there's no victim
in a consensual case. Of course, the legal argument is the person under the age of 17 in Texas cannot legally consent,
which I think is ridiculous,
absolutely outrageous. But that's not where we ended up going. We actually haven't even gotten into the details of Cody Wilson's court case and why he took a guilty plea this week. Because we ended up getting into a debate, I would say, between Nobody and I. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here. Nobody and I saying, on one hand, that the Ghost Gunner, which is the product, Ghost Gunner, and now its sequel, the Ghost Gunner 2, the product that made Defense Distributed even more infamous after they created the original very first 3D printable gun. That's what made the headlines hit big time for Defense Distributed, and then they followed it up with a machine that makes basically machining a lower receiver the easiest it's ever been. So easy that, you know, anybody who's never done any machine work before can do this now. And you're like, well, internet reviews say it's super easy to do it the other
way. I was saying, not internet reviews, but the experts, the gun experts, people who are experienced with, like, making their own guns.
You were reading comments.
People who are experienced with making their own guns can do it without this machine.
Well, no, what they were suggesting was it wasn't as difficult as was being claimed by the socialists.
Just like how I will say it's not that difficult to build a computer, but the average person doesn't know jack squat about building a computer, so for them, it's an insurmountable or nearly insurmountable task. It's not like they couldn't learn how to do it, but it would take many hours of training and, trial and error.
I don't think it took me more than 6 hours for the first time I built a computer, and I wasn't experienced, technical at building computers at the time. So I think the idea that it's all that, and it was a lot more difficult then because you had to put the cards in the wrong, or the cables in the right way, and if you put them in the wrong way, it wouldn't work, and you had to put it in a CPU, and you could put
it in a CPU. Is it possible that you're more intelligent than the average person when it comes to computing technology, just generally?
I mean, now, sure, but not when I was, 11 years old.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Chris. You're a really smart guy, and I suspect that you probably picked up the process of building a computer a lot faster.
I followed directions.
Than the average person would be able to.
I followed directions.
I'm telling you, man, it is hard for people to follow directions. I have, I've done a lot of walkthroughs with people on installing cryptocurrency wallets. I mean, we're talking about a very basic thing to do.
And
despite giving them directions, you run a tech support department.
Yeah, absolutely.
Despite giving crystal clear directions, I need you to respond to me, to my email, after giving you the instructions on which wallet to download. Download Ed's wallet, set it up, and then send me your Bitcoin Cash and Dash wallet addresses. Not only do I say that, I also specify the Bitcoin Cash address should start with a Q. The Dash address should start with an X. Guess what? Probably half the time I get back from people.
Yeah, I
guess what I get back? Half the time.
BTC.
Bitcoin. BTC address. Does not start with a Q. Does not start with an X. They didn't read the instructions. Or if they did read the instructions, they didn't comprehend or read it again. Or whatever it was they needed to do to comprehend.
I don't feel, though, that this machine is going to magically make it so that you don't have to read instructions. I mean,
you're going to have to read the instructions on how to build the gun.
Right. Like, and I feel like if you can read instructions.
And there are on-screen instructions to help you load the receiver into the machine.
Still, my gut feeling is it's the difference between taking you know, a certain X amount of time and Y amount of time, right? It's just, it'll make
well,
it
yeah,
easier, but
obviously.
You're still going to have the certain abilities that most people don't have, period.
The only... The ability of building the machine itself, building the gun from the parts, there's some, you know, probably some mistakes that can be made in that process. But, yes, you're correct. Mm. This process shaves a bunch of hours off of the learning curve and the...
Right.
The
so let's get into
and
the...
And it's also safer,
right.
by the way,
let's
because you're not actually running a machine that could cut off your parts. That's in a box.
I want to know. I am so eager to find out how long... So the Wired story tells us, right, how many hours did it take him to do it the traditional way.
Right.
Because that's what I'm
so
really interested in.
Here's the story.
I don't know, right? Like, I'm coming at it from a person who does not know.
So he did it both ways. He did it the ghost gunner way and the traditional do-it-yourself way. He says, I ordered every part of my AR-15 except for the lower receiver from the website of Ares Armor, a Southern California gun seller that doesn't require any personal information beyond a shipping address. If I wanted to hide my purchases from my credit card company, I could have paid in Bitcoin, he says. Ares accepts it. There's even a way to anonymously buy that highly regulated lower receiver, almost. Like many gun vendors, Ares sells what's known as an 80% lower, a chunk of aluminum legally deemed to be 80% of the way toward becoming a functional lower receiver. Because it lacks a few holes and a single precisely shaped cavity called the trigger well, it's not technically a regulated gun part. Machining the last 20% myself with a CNC mill or drill press would allow me to obtain a gun without a serial number, without a background check, and without a waiting period. I wouldn't even have to show anyone identification. Law enforcement would be entirely ignorant of my ghost gun's existence, and that kind of secrecy appeals to Americans who consider their relationship with their firearms a highly personal affair that the government should keep out of.
Come on, and consider their relationships with politicians highly abusive.
So he says, so over the course of one strange week in Wired's office, that's what I set out to do, which is to say making his gun. So here's how it went down. He says, remember when I said I know nothing about using power tools? Unsurprisingly, this portion of my gunsmithing experiment did not go well. Step one, acquire a drill press, a massive standalone drill meant to cut the aluminum features out of my 80% lower receiver. One $250 rental fee later, two colleagues helped me haul a drill nearly 6 feet tall down to our building's loading dock, a dark and chilly concrete space occupied by a pair of large dumpsters. I paid $97 for a set of steel carbide drill bits and end mills, tools that act like bits but can also cut sideways like a milling machine, all of which the company recommended I use with a drill press to do the job. So already we're talking about a piece of hardware that takes up a heck of a lot of space, right? Six-foot-tall machine. It's already just this one piece is a bit bigger than the ghost gun.
I wonder if that was actually necessary, because, I mean, you would think of a big machine like that. I mean, he paid a lot more to rent the machine than, from what I understand, that it was required to even buy a machine to do this.
Yeah, I don't know. He says, I paid another $110 for a set of steel jigs, metal stencils that would guide the machine as I tried to mill and drill precise shapes. All that planning and spending, it turned out, couldn't compensate for my utter lack of even high school level shop skills. Before I'd even begun, I realized I had the wrong sort of vise, and we had to drive an hour and drop another $80 to pick up another one. Then there was the drilling itself, which it would turn out is not as easy as it looks on the internet. I reviewed my lower receiver drilling basics on YouTube one last time, put on latex gloves and eye protection, because remember, you know, little bits of metal are going to be going everywhere, screwed the steel jigs around my slug of aluminum, tightened the clamps, and hit the clunky or chunky green power button. As the drill bit chewed into the block, I felt a rush of excitement and tasted fine aluminum dust between my teeth. The bit threw off metal shavings and left behind a gleaming, polished crater. But my elation faded as I realized how badly I was mangling the trigger well. No matter how hard I cinched it down, the vise shuddered constantly, moving the aluminum piece. The holes I was cutting veered off until they were practically diagonal. When I switched to the end mill to clean up the spaces between the pits I'd created, I found they were mostly at different depths. The drill bit had somehow moved up and down, and I hadn't noticed. The bottom of the cavity I'd made began to resemble the surface of the moon. Meanwhile, the massive machine machine protested loudly, shaking like a train about to derail. Throughout this ordeal, Wired producer, video producer, former bike mechanic who probably could have offered helpful advice, watched me struggle from behind his camera with a restrained smirk. All right, we got more on this story coming up here. Is the experience of one man who tried
Sounds like you didn't do his homework to me, but...
Oh, my God. You are absolutely...
Dude, he didn't even rent the right machine, man. He did not even rent the right machine. No, he said he rented the wrong machine, and then he had to go back to the
right
machine.
He didn't have a device that he didn't have correct. More coming up.
Oh, okay.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I've and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We're doing our best to dispel ignorance here this evening. Chris, you were immediately questioning the Wired guy's job that he was doing. He's trying to...
Yeah, whether or not he did enough of homework before he actually started, right? Because there's no doubt that you're going to have to do a little bit of homework if you're not buying the Ghost Gunner. And even if you are buying the Ghost Gunner, I still think you probably need to do a little bit of homework before you buy it.
Yeah, like read the instructions.
Or just read reviews online, yeah, you know, find out what other people's experiences are. Right,
for sure. That's the smart buyer.
Well, the instructions are probably a good idea, too. The thing is, you know, if you watch a YouTube video and you don't know a lot about vices, you might not know why that guy's vice is different from your vice until you try to do what he's doing and see that it doesn't work, which is this which is this guy's experience.
Right.
So I don't know if that's something that, I mean, he might have gone around and asked a bunch more people and found, you can't use that kind of vice. You got to use this kind of vice. But most people, like, when you're fixing your car, you know, you have a vague idea what you're doing, and you just kind of set out, and you try and do it, and then you screw it up.
You couldn't understand why he would rent the drill press for $250 when you say he could buy the...
No, I'm not saying
something.
He can. I'm saying I suspect he could probably, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, according to the research that we did during the break, according to a gun forum, you know, where people who know what they're doing were asked, what's the best drill press to buy? You know, you're going to get different answers, but generally, one guy was like, don't have a drill press, have a proper mill, but if you're going to use a drill press, here's one that's less than $1,000, here's that's $645. So obviously, if you're just going to make one gun once, then you don't want to buy a whole drill press.
No, so
that's
why you didn't buy...
if you're just going to make one gun once, you might not want to drop $2,000 on one of these machines.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, if you get one of these, you got to make a lower for all your press.
No, it did say he rented a drill press, not a CNC machine, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's the other thing, is if it's so much easier and all you did was do a search on the internet, maybe you could have done a little bit more homework and you would have found out, CNC machine's the way to go. I can go to a makerspace and do it. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't even looked into it at all. I've never looked into this myself.
He did a lot of research on
most of the makerspaces.
But then why didn't he find this out before before he actually started this project? It just seems to me like he didn't do enough homework.
He was doing it the way people told him to. Remember, people who
looked for a tutorial. I mean, did he?
Yes, like, dude. He.
Okay. So you haven't said this on the story. You haven't read that on the air. Like, you haven't said that he looked for tutorials.
Well, he talked about rewatching the YouTube video one more time. A YouTube video is not the same thing
as a tutorial necessarily, though. So
have you not seen tutorials on YouTube, dude? They're all over the place.
Sure, but usually
it's one of the most valuable things on YouTube. There's tutorials on everything from how to make food to how to drill out a gun.
Right, but a video on YouTube showing you how to make a gun is not the same thing as there being documentation and maybe a video to go along with it. So, I don't know. I never looked at the documentation
and the videos and the parts and the tools together for you.
Documentation is usually going to have more information than a video of somebody doing something. So
it doesn't matter how much you read and how much you watch. It's not going to be the same as when you actually operate the machine yourself.
Right, and I agree with you on that.
Was a very difficult thing.
He's never done it before. He's never operated any kind of machine.
Do you understand?
Right.
That's what the point of this is. Okay.
Yeah.
The Ghost Gunner isn't for the experienced machinist who has all of the tools that they know what to do with.
Yeah.
This is for the average person.
For a hobbyist,
it makes it easier.
With no experience.
Right. It makes it easier. Right.
But it makes it possible
and cheaper
for people for whom they don't want to invest a ton of time in learning a new skill. Okay, so it takes a completely unskilled newbie and it allows them to create a gun from parts. That's what this product does. Let me go on here.
Okay.
So he says one of his video producers at Wired was watching this whole time behind a camera and smirking at him because, you know, he kind of knew what he was doing. The video guy knew what he was doing, but he didn't offer any help. He says, the unwritten rule, I was in this alone. I kept at it for 5.5 hours. Then the head of the drill press, the part that holds the bit, which I'd later learn is called the chuck, fell off. I had no idea whether this was supposed to happen as kind of a fail-safe or had I destroyed an expensive piece of equipment that was rented with my friend's credit card. I screwed the chuck back in, and after a few more minutes of metal-on-metal violence, it dropped off again. He says, I still don't know if I damaged the drill press, but a gunsmith later explained to me that it likely wasn't designed to handle the lateral pressure of using it as a milling machine. That's when I gave up. I had nothing to show for my labor but a sad metal block scarred by a maze of crooked channels. Well, that and my left hand bristling with tiny aluminum shards where my latex glove had split. So, I mean, just the safety aspect of using a ghost gunner alone, I think, is a major aspect of
Yeah, it's nice to have a plexiglass shield over all that.
Right.
I wish he hadn't stopped. Like, if he had continued on, we'd actually have an
Once you've drilled diagonal holes the wrong way through your stock, and
see, this is why
given the thing,
if I were to go trigger
recess like a 60-year-old prostitute,
one of the things that you would want to do in order, if you were to go and learn to do the, like, actually the skill, is you'd get a hunk of metal that had nothing to do with the gun, right? And you'd practice on it. It doesn't. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't seem to me like he's going about
this. That's the idea. You have to practice and take a bunch of time
and
effort. And
the question is, how long does it actually take to pick up those skills?
Well, he dropped 5 hours into this before he gave up.
Yep.
And dropped hundreds of dollars.
5 hours is not necessarily that much time if you've never operated any kind of machine.
You can put a gun together. You can put the, or at the very least, the other article I was reading.
Yeah.
The dude was able to run the ghost gunner here. Let me pull this back up here. He says, the whole process from turning on the Ghost Gunner 2 to completing the lower is about 10 minutes of setup and then 2 hours of the Ghost Gunner running. And you don't have to do anything except set the thing in there.
Okay. But
there's no learning
curve.
Anytime
you want to invest another 10 minutes,
nobody's,
you can have another block of
nobody's
aluminum.
Nobody's arguing that it's not easier with the Ghost Gunner. It's how much easier.
I don't know what. You don't know. And the examples
well,
here.
Well, I'd like to see you try without it.
I don't know.
Examples here,
all I know is that people online are arguing that it's not that much more. There's not that big of a difference. Like,
maybe
it takes you 30 hours.
These are people who have experience. I just can't. I don't know how we can explain this to you any further, so I think we just need to move on.
I don't know. I can't really know that they're talking about people without
30
experience.
Hours is way past most people's endurance for frustration for trying to create
sure,
a.
But
I don't want to learn a new skill. If I want to build a gun like this, I'd rather use a machine that does all the hard work for me. I'm your typical, person here. I'm not looking to become a machinist.
See, I'm a software guy. I'd rather get the guy next
door. I wouldn't want to be doing this
it.
Either. I wouldn't even want to use the ghost gun.
Right. I tried to tell you to go down to the, what do they call it? What's the thing you were talking about in Keene?
Makerspace or something like that. Yeah. And the point that I was trying to make is that, like, I would have done a little bit more homework, I feel like, and I probably would have found, I would have done a search and find out, a CNC machine is the proper thing to use, not a drill press, and then I would have
none
been
of
like,
it's going to be easy, dude.
Yeah, CNC machine,
I'm not saying it's going to be easy,
I think
but the guy,
cost about twice as much as this, as this thing.
But this is why I wouldn't have done it that way. I probably would have gone to a makerspace and done it, as opposed to renting a drill press.
Well, then you can write your own article for Wired and go through your experience and let them know what it was like.
I think you should do it. I can't, or I will.
No, there's zero chance I'm doing this.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-4. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the way here. He gets into, he tries the 3D printing method. I'm going to cut that part out of the article. We'll just jump straight to the Ghost Gunner method as well, because it's the comparable one. 855-450-free, like freedom. The normal way, the old way, was so hard, this guy gave up. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before leaving the White House, President Trump talks about the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
The president is saying there's tremendous support for those background checks. The president also has a message for children going back to school in the wake of all these mass murders.
Well, my message to young children going back to school is go and really study hard, and someday you'll grow up and maybe be president of the United States or do something else that's fantastic. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to worry about.
The suspect in the El Paso Walmart mass murder is claiming he targeted Mexicans. The murderer told police he was a shooter when spotted in his car after killing 22 people and injuring two dozen more. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, brought to you by Bitcoin.com, where you can go to local.bitcoin.com, and you can buy and or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, including some of the riskier ones like PayPal and Venmo, or bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting up in person with cash. You can do it whatever way works best for you over at local.bitcoin.com. Importantly, there are no identification requirements to sign up for and use the site, and communications between buyers and sellers there are encrypted. So you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy at local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're explaining the, you know, again, Rich and I don't have a lot of personal experience at milling and manufacturing and machine working, but that's the whole point behind the Ghost Gunner product. And I want to be clear, Ghost Gunner isn't a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. I've never used a Ghost Gunner. I have toured the factory, but that's just because we happen to be in Austin, and we, you know, we actually knew the guys from you know, from the manufacturer, Defense Distributed. So we had the opportunity to go down there and tour it. So it was very interesting. The whole reason this whole conversation started was because Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, did take a guilty plea in court this week. We'll tell you more about that, what that was about, coming up here in just a few moments. Chris, you're a huge skeptic. You believe that it's not really as big of a deal to do all this milling of a lower receiver if you have all the right equipment, if you went to a maker space.
I suspect it's going to take you. Look, I don't know enough about it, so I can't say for sure. But my suspicion is, from what I understand, from what more knowledgeable people on making these guns
who have a lot of experience.
Yeah, it's the ability, and this is my impression. I could be wrong, but from what I've read or
everyone
heard,
in the chat room is saying you're wrong.
Yeah,
just for the record.
I don't know what those people's experiences are with making guns, though. So I don't know if maybe they do. Maybe they're
Taco
experts.
Nick
I don't know.
Says he doesn't listen to what you guys say. He won't listen to the caller. He's talking over.
Call in.
Rich.
Listen. I want somebody to call in who has experience.
He says
it's
a good thing you guys are nonviolent. I'd throw my headphones in frustration and do an old fashioned Mark storm out.
Call in. Listen, call into the show if
well,
you have experience and tell us how long will it take somebody who is not experienced to pick up the skills to machine a gun using a traditional method. Because I don't know the answer to this question. I only know what I've heard from other people, and I was under the impression, at least, that it will take you longer probably, but it's not necessarily going to be that impossible or that difficult to pick up the basic skills needed to do this.
I mean, is it impossible? No. Somebody figured out how to make a gun long before this thing was done. Blacksmiths used to make guns in the 1850s.
Right. And how many errors are you going to have to make? How many screwed up lower receivers are you going to have to go through? Is it five? A dozen?
Again, well, the nice thing about having a machine is it's going to do it the same every time.
With any skill you
no
pick up,
error.
You're going to practice
so
a little
you've
bit.
Got, Between a milling machine and a drill press, you're going to spend more than $2,000.
No, you're not.
You're
going to
have tools that are capable of doing way
where you
more
can go
than
and you can find the CNC machines.
Would you let him make a point?
please.
I'm sorry.
Please.
You're getting a real problem
with interrupting
this.
On this.
We just
really
talked
do.
About this. All right, go ahead. Finish your sentence.
Yeah, well, I can see how somebody who had never tried to do a project with tools might think it was super easy, and my solution for that person would be try to fix something, try to replace the carburetor on your car, try to do something like that just by reading the directions with no experience, and see how it works out for you. Now, I'm not saying you can't learn to do these things,
sure,
but they're harder than they look on TV, and they're harder than they look when you watch a professional do it. You're not going to do it with... You're not going to save money by buying a milling machine and a drill press instead of a $2,000 machine.
Not everybody wants to go into a public place... where anybody who is a member of these clubs where you can go and use machines like this. Oh yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing over there, Chris? I'm just making an untraceable firearm here, Joey. Have a nice day. A lot of the reason why, people are doing these things is because they want it to be a secret.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
and a lot of makerspaces lean left.
Yeah, that's definitely true. The Ghost Gunner. Okay, so the guy in Wired's article gave up after 5.5 hours trying it the harder way, and he was like, screw this. As one of our chatters points out, the other part of this is it's more than just drilling, it's a lot of fit and finish as well. So anyway, the article says the new generation of maker tools like 3D printers and CNC mills have been lauded as machines that allow anyone to make anything. But from my first moments using the Ghost Gunner, it was clear. This is a machine designed to make a gun. Defense Distributed CNC mill is a simple black cube with two tiny stepper motors sticking out of its two of its six sides. As if to underscore the power contained in its microwave-sized footprint, the machine was so heavy I could barely lift it from its box. When I did haul it onto the table, I was struck by the lack of branding or the toy-like LED lights and buttons of the replicator. Its stark simplicity mirrors the unmarked gun parts it's designed to create. The Ghost Gunner works with either two pieces of software, I talk about DBcut, which is the Windows program that Defense Distributed recommends. And then they talk about the USB drive and installing the software, which we talked earlier about how, you know, simple that is, right? So he says, I installed DBcut and found that for its primary purpose of finishing a lower receiver, the Ghost Gunner is absurdly easy to use, mostly because I was never given the chance to make any choices. Once DBcut began running, the AR-15 file and cutting into my 80% lower receiver, my only interaction with the software was clicking next through a 22-step set of instructions and then doing things to the aluminum part that the software told me to do. For a one-hour-long stretch in that process, I was given nothing to do but simply admire the Ghost Gunner as its blurred cylindrical blade cut away the gun's trigger well with inhuman precision. At other times, it seemed to alternate between carving aluminum and assigning me tasks like changing the lower receiver's position, tightening and loosening bolts, switching the end mill to a drill bit, or even vacuuming up the aluminum shavings that piled up in and around the machine. Eventually, it felt much more like the Ghost Gunner had programmed me to be its gun-making tool than vice versa. Over those hours, I couldn't help but appreciate the beauty of the Ghost Gunner's design and engineering as it patiently removed metal, the aluminum piece, and cutting tool moved in robotic, mesmerizing patterns. The noises the machine produced alternated between high-pitched shrieking and low groans that echoed through the wired newsroom and elicited complaints from neighbors. But during quieter lulls, the Ghost Gunner also emitted a series of rising and falling harmonics produced by vibrations of the mill's stepper motors that sounded like a kind of alien melody. This is really good writing, I gotta say. Going on, he says, my editor, who came into the room to watch the machine at work, remains convinced the machine was programmed to play a piece of composed music. When it was only three steps away from finishing its full process, however, the Ghost Gunner hit a serious snag. The probe the mill uses to measure the lower receiver's location malfunctioned, and the machine locked itself. To get it moving again, I had to break the rules of my experiment and call Cody Wilson, Defense Distributed's founder, to seek advice. At first, he told me I'd have to rerun the entire process, close to 4 hours of wasted time. He says it's a design flaw. Now, remember, this is the original Ghost Gunner that they're writing about. They now have Ghost Gunner 2 available.
Sure.
He says if it stops, it has to start again from the beginning. But Wilson soon came up with a better plan and sent me a new file that rehearsed only the last portion of the AR-15 cutting process. 20 minutes later, I pulled from the machine the shining, perfect body of a semi-automatic rifle, as warm as if it were some baked good fresh from the oven.
This sounds more like a PR press release than it does.
This is Wired Magazine, dude. They're lefties at Wired Magazine.
Hey, just they generally hate guns. I'm surprised they published it.
Yeah.
But this is almost an argument of why, if we just banned a Ghost Gunner, right? It's I kind of expect it from a lefty.
But you do understand
that it's so much
the
easier.
Point of this article was to point out to you and the listeners who might agree with you that an completely inexperienced person was failed after hours and hours of the old way and was able to successfully make a gun within a couple of lower.
He even cheated on his own.
Oh, my God. There was a bug in the software, dude. They fixed that part. There's more coming up here. 855 450.
He didn't cheat with the other way.
Hi, I'm Adam Barada, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And I do agree with you on one thing, Chris. It's unfortunate that some of the people who do seem to know a thing or two about this have not actually called in to specify.
Yeah.
One person in the chat room does say it takes years of experience to be even a slightly competent machinist. And so we're talking about building a gun from parts and machining out the low, what they call the lower receiver. They're sold as 80% lowers. The Ghost Gunner machine appears to make it as simple as, a child could probably run this operation, a step-by-step procedure that somebody can easily walk through within a matter of just a few hours, and they have a lower receiver, an untraceable lower receiver, into which they can then slap a bunch of different parts and make an actual AR-15 or 1911 or whatever the plans are that you have. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The conversation has been about defense distributed. We'll continue that discussion here in moments, but I also want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. That is the wallet that I use for cryptocurrency more often than any other wallet out there. I highly recommend it. And I love it. In fact, I just used it today to buy lunch at our cryptocurrency meetup here in Keene. It's a great wallet, and the folks who have been programming it have been building wallets since 2014. They can help you secure your freedom with buying, selling, and trading, securely holding cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, BTC, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ethereum, as well as some of the tokens for Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and more. In fact, they just added Ravencoin recently as well. Go to edge.app to learn more about the Edge wallet. That's their website, edge.app, or just grab the Edge wallet from your Google or Apple app stores and get started into the world of cryptocurrencies. We continue here in the studio. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So, anyway, the story here from Wired Magazine, he essentially did take some of his results to a professional. According to the story, again, just for those just tuning in, Andy Greenberg from Wired wanted to go through the process of building a gun. He had read online about how simple it is. All you need to do is follow these instructions, and he tried that and gave up after 5.5 hours. Then he tried the ghost gunner machine and was able to mill out a lower receiver within a couple few hours. He says the ghost gunner's lower receiver looked obviously superior to the 3D printed one, and even more obviously superior to the hot mess of uneven aluminum that I'd chewed up with a drill press. But before assembling the full weapon, I wanted an expert opinion, so I visited Bay Area Gunsmithing, a sunny garage in Novato, California, populated by two professional gunsmiths, a very impressive collection of ordnance, and a gracefully aging dachshund named Ruth. When I showed my manually drilled lower receiver to Nathan Rinder, the shop's owner, he dismissed it immediately. The hammer and trigger wouldn't fit into the narrow, winding gorge of the trigger well I'd created, and I hadn't even gotten as far as drilling holes for the selector and trigger pins. So he didn't even finish that particular job. He did note that he'd seen worse attempts, including a customer who'd brought him a lower receiver with a gaping, unintended orifice drilled through its side. And remember, part of the story I left out earlier was where he tried to do a 3D printed lower receiver.
Right.
He says, I was more surprised when Rinder insulted my 3D printed lower receiver. He says, this is not ready to rock. Skeptically probing the part's details with his fingers, he pointed out that the blueprint had misplaced something called a takedown pinhole, and he made a further to-do list of necessary fixes before it could be assembled. Quote, you'd need to thread in a pistol grip, clean out the buffer tube threads, clean up everything a pin went through. You'd need several hours of labor just to clean this thing up. He said, just the idea of a 3D printed lower receiver bothered him. If the ring that held on the buffer tube and stock were to break, he pointed out, it could unleash a large and powerful spring inches from the shooter's face. He says, this thing scares me.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. It's my understanding that the 3D printed guns are nowhere near, they're traditionally manufactured.
No, yeah, you can't use them seriously. He says, my ghost gunner milled AR-15 body, by contrast, got a stoic nod of approval. Rinder, who allowed me to stress, makes guns for a living, wasn't exactly wowed that I'd produced a functional, essentially flawless lower receiver, but he gave me the go-ahead to build it into a full rifle. He said, it's safe to assemble, safe to fire. Yes, you could put this together, and it would be ready to go. Over the next hour in Rinder's shop, I constructed my AR-15, so only took him another hour at a pro shop to put this together. He said, this was harder than Forrest Gump makes it look, but I persisted, learning the process as I went by watching a YouTube video from Ares Armor a few seconds at a time. He says, at a couple of points, Rinder couldn't help but point out that I had inserted a part backward or gave me an unsolicited hint. I suppose this was cheating in my one-man gunsmithing experiment, but unfortunately, Rinder was a very friendly, helpful, and competent person. When I finally slotted in the pins to attach the upper receiver, a component that looks more like a gun than the lower receiver, and whose total lack of regulation is frankly bizarre, they made a pleasant chink. My AR-15 was complete. So we're talking about a total build time here of a matter of several hours, basically, from start to finish, for somebody who is completely inexperienced, somebody who doesn't know anything about guns either, right? Mm. Right? Like, we're talking about, your Wired magazine.
And doesn't know anything about tools.
Yeah. Right. It's probably, if you're going to do something like this is probably something you're going to want to have other people giving you feedback on, like different aspects of it, regardless of how you do it, whether it's the ghost gunner or some other method.
Well, plus, and also remember, the reason why you buy a tool that does a specific thing is because it makes that specific thing easier.
Right, absolutely.
So you can't use the ghost gunner to do other things, like milling other things, unless there happen to be plans made for it and they happen.
Didn't it actually say that you can use it as a traditional CNC milling machine?
I've not.
I thought you read that in the story. Yeah, I think you did. I don't know. Do you remember?
Huh?
Did you hear him say something about using it as a regular CNC milling machine? So I thought he said that.
I didn't catch it. No.
Yeah, it's a good question.
But I'm pretty sure you can, but
I mean, you probably can.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE as we continue here. He then takes it to the range, his new AR-15 printed by the Ghost Gunner, and puts apparently several magazines of rounds through the thing, and the gun didn't really have any unusual issues any more than any other gun would do. So our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. Now, back around to the original story, which is about Cody Wilson, the founder of the company that makes these ghost gunners. Cody has
Cody? It's a story about Cody.
Yeah. He is...
wasn't even about the guns. It was about the sexes.
He's not going to prison, according to the plea deal that he apparently agreed to earlier. Was it today? Anyway, sometime this week.
Well, that's good. Now, did he not go to prison already? Has he not spent any time in jail?
I think he may have been held there for some short period of time until he got bailed out. So maybe a number of
days. So they released
that
him
would
right
have
away,
been
basically
in the county jail, though, not prison.
Right.
Right, right, right.
The story here from the Austin Statesman, they talk about, obviously, his company, or the company, and the fact that he has reached a tentative plea agreement. So apparently the judge still has to accept the agreement that has been proposed, but he has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of injury to a child in exchange for a recommended sentence that will keep him out of prison but requires him to register as a sex offender for 7 years while he serves deferred adjudication probation.
Doesn't that seem so weird that he's going to be on the sex offender list when he injured a child but not he's not being sex with a child?
Well, I don't know what injury of a child means. That will be a charge
right.
that
I'm
you
sure
would need to look up.
And what belongs on the sex offender list
right.
is not well defined. People get that for public urination if the judge is in a bad
mood.
Well,
that's why it just seems so bizarre to me, right? Like, well, no, that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. Like, it is that there's all these weird things that are on the sex offender list, like pissing in the garbage can, right? Like, outside of, like, if it's near a playground or the bar is near a playground at 2 in the morning, and people get on that list all the time for those types of reasons in at least some states.
It really all depends on the judge.
So this gets a little bit weirder, and let me dig a little deeper here. The Wilson did forfeit his firearms last year when he was released on bond from jail, and he will not be able to own a gun while he's on probation. So my question was, well, it sounds like the way they're
it's
writing
a felony
this,
then, right?
is that, well, this is
it
the weird
sounds
thing.
Like he pled to a misdemeanor.
Well, the other article said he pled to a lesser felony, but here's the key. Here's the key. Here's the catch. Wilson appeared before a district judge. The judge ordered a pre-sentence investigation report that will guide the judge's decision on whether to accept the plea deal, which he likely will, they say. If Wilson abides by the conditions of probation, the court will not enter a finding of guilt, and Wilson will not be convicted of the charge.
Oh, okay, yeah, that exists up here as well. It's they
put it on file.
Yeah, so they call it suspending it over good behavior.
Right,
there's a particular term for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's gonna if this is approved, he's gonna go on probation for 7 years. Will be the state's bitch for 7 years. But if he's a good little boy,
he
won't actually have a guilty. And he won't have a felony. Which
I wonder if he has to stay in Texas or not.
I bet he does. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already in a serious relationship or marriage? You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom without having to hide anything or lie to anyone. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com. to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is
George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.